Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our April 23rd podcast, coming to you from Western Pennsylvania, but covering casinos coast to coast. Since our podcast 2 weeks ago, there has been some more clarity, particularly involving our focus on the Las Vegas casinos and really all the Nevada casinos. The Wynn Corporation has laid out their strategy for reopening, and I think it's being embraced by the people that matter in government, including the governor of Nevada. And this opening is going to involve thermal cameras, worker masks, and masks for the patrons of the casino, the customers. The Wynn Resorts CEO hopes to see the strip slowly begin to reopen in the next month, according to an updated health and sanitation plan, which was published Sunday morning in the Review Journal. The Review Journal is the major newspaper of Las Vegas and the surrounding communities. Accordingly, thermal cameras will be used at entrances, and the property will test those with a temperature over 100 degrees, again in a private area, and turn away those who still show high temperatures. All our guests will be advised to stand at least 6 feet apart, it was said, and the company will spread out restaurant tables and slot machines and change other physical layouts to ensure people can maintain a safe distance. You know, and as we can all imagine, this plan also includes placing hand sanitizers, dispensers at key entrances and contact areas, and putting up health and hygiene reminders throughout the property. And probably this idea of thermal cameras is going to be widespread in America, in the workplace, and I can see it happening in schools as well. So what happens then is every employee entering the resort will be given a mask and be required to wear it while on property. So we talked about visitors, patrons, customers will be screened, and they'll be asked to use hand sanitizer and to wear a mask. And that mask will be provided by Wynn Resorts, of course. Their corporate statement also said that Wynn Resorts employees have been given clear instructions on how to respond swiftly and report all presumed cases of COVID-19 on property to the Southern Nevada Health District. And the employees are instructed to stay home if they don't feel well. Employees have been told to contact a manager if they notice themselves, a guest, or another employee displaying symptoms of the new coronavirus. You know, the Wynn Corporation makes the case that these guidelines that they're putting in, these practices, I should say, that they're putting in, are based on the best available science on sanitation methods in consultation with professional infectious disease experts. The company plans to refine the plan as it continues to get updates from experts. So I guess we'll consider this to be steps to recover and reopen. So what about a timeline? Well, the Wynn CEO, Maddox, says the strip should start to reopen with extensive safety measures in mid to late May, if the state is in line with these benchmarks established by the task force in Washington, D.C., the CDC, led by task force led by Vice President Pence. And Nevada will have to monitor the data daily and marginally pull back or move forward as needed, if needed. And concerns about testing that, you know, many Americans, if not the majority of Americans, have. It's in their minds. It's, you know, it's on their minds. And the Maddox believes that the main obstacle for Nevada in the crisis is to ensure widespread testing. But he does expect that to happen over the coming weeks. And he believes that the state medical community, task force, and resort industry leaders will all be focused on ways to vastly enhance testing. And so there it is. There's a plan to open the Wynn Resorts, and probably a plan that would be followed, I would think, by nearly all of the casinos on the Strip, and I'm sure the majority of the casinos at Fremont. There has to be a plan. There has to be a strategy. I believe it has to be flexible. But speaking of have-tos, America has to reopen. I mean, don't believe that America can go on indefinitely. You know, those people, so many reporters, in fact, that have incomes, that have benefits, they act like we can close the country down for 2 years, you know, to protect everyone. There'll be no country left. You know, they don't understand what it's like not to have a job, not to have benefits. And who believes that any government can keep a country closed down for 2 years and give money to everybody to solve all the problems. It's just not going to happen. America has to reopen, but it has to reopen cautiously, in stages, and there has to be strategies involving the safety of workers and customers. And I applaud, Casinos USA podcast applauds, the Wynn Resorts for coming out so dramatically and stating, here's our plan, let's get started, let's get rolling. Congratulations. You've done the entire industry a great favor. And with that being said, let's take a break and talk about some other factors working right now, and that is a comparison with online casinos to the real thing. I'm involved in that a little bit too. Okay, short break. We'll be right back. Well, some are saying that the online legal betting that many casinos now offer has helped, you know, to a great extent, casinos survive the shutdown that's been forced on them, of course, you know, by the state's governors. Now, I'm aware that not every state has legal online gambling. In Pennsylvania, where we're speaking from, there are several. I prefer BetRivers.com, but there's also FanDuel, BetAmerica, might be a couple other ones. They're quite legal. In fact, the state now has an online way to play their games, and they also offer online purchases of lottery tickets. But I have been playing legally online video poker, and it can go from $10, I think, all the way up to $100. And, oh, excuse me. Not $10. That's so incorrect. 10 cents. Yeah, 10 cents. And that's what I play. That's why I know. It's 10 cents up to $100. And I actually am ahead at this point. I'm up $10. I can only stand to play about 15 minutes. I don't care if you can win or lose money. It's just not the same. And I slowed the machine down. You know how even in casinos, you can adjust the speed of the deal. I slowed it down to get more enjoyment out of it. But I had a couple full houses, a couple three of a kinds, you know. And I decided it was time to jump out the other day. And I'm up $10 on a 10-cent game. Now, truthfully, I've been playing online for a long time, but not casino games or simulation of slot machines or table games. What I used my BetRivers.com online app for was sports betting. You know, used to be before there was legal online betting in PA, you know, I'd rush down on a Saturday morning and place my Saturday college football bets, sometimes NFL bets, mostly college bets, and maybe play 40 minutes of craps and then, you know, come home. But after I found it was so convenient to do the exact same thing online. Well, of course, you know. But some casinos in our state, as high as 49% of their revenue has been returned by this online gambling. But remember, if the casinos were open, they'd be getting their regular revenues plus a large percentage of online, too. So it's certainly not going to be the long-haul savior for them. They need to get open. But I just wondered how many of our listeners are also in a state where they have such things that are legally able to be played and that you're enjoying them and to what extent. In our Facebook group, which is now over 600 people, somebody was talking today that one of their friends won $600 on one of those online sites, you know, on a slot machine, you know, one of those simulation of a slot machine devices. 600 smacks. I mean, that's nice, whether you do it at a casino or online. So congratulations. But truthfully, for me, for Coach Fav, it's just not the same as being there. It's just not the same. We're going to move on to a very romantic story from Las Vegas. Following that, we'll go to Craps Talk to the last part of our podcast. Romantic story coming out of Las Vegas. And it's based on one of the great tragedies in American history. But sometimes True Love and Romance conquers even that. So we'll be right back very shortly to talk about a young woman who married the man who saved her the night of the Las Vegas shootings from the Mandalay Bay onto the country concert. What a story. This man saved her that night, jumped on top of her, stayed with her, helped her to escape, and then they fell in love and dated, etc., and she married him. What a story. We'll be right back and give you the details. Hang on, please. The headline reads, and there's a beautiful picture of the young couple. Woman marries the man who helped save her life in the Las Vegas mass shooting. Austin Monfort was hanging out at Gilly's, a famous country music bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, on September 30th, 2017, when he saw Chantel Mallison on the dance floor. And he approached her, and she kind of made fun of him for not wearing cowboy boots. Both were in Vegas for the Route 91 Harvest, a three-day country music festival, ran from September 29th to October 1st. The two began chatting and realized there's a little chemistry, so it just felt like we knew each other. We went to grab a bite after the bar and exchanged numbers, Chantel told the Metro newspaper. The next day, Chantel texted Austin and they met up at the festival. The two found a spot near the stage and danced the day away with Austin's friends. At 10 p.m., with Jason Aldean on stage, this, what can I say, nutcase, Stephen Paddock, opened fire on the concert from his hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. You know, at first, they, as so many others, thought it was fireworks that sometimes begin at big concerts, but it didn't stop, and people dropped to the ground. And, of course, he dropped on the ground to protect her, and they stayed on the ground for a while, and the shots didn't stop. And she said, Austin stayed with me and said, now we have to run when they did stop. And we ran across the entire festival ground, stopping a few times to get shelter. Unfortunately, 59 of the festival goers died in the shooting, and 869 of the 22,000-plus attendees were injured. If you recall, the shooter, Paddock, died by suicide in his hotel room. But Chantel and Austin jumped in a taxi to get to safety, and they saw a woman limping towards them who had been shot in the leg. And so instead of just going on, they said to stop, and they picked her up and took her to the hospital. We stayed in the hospital overnight due to the lockdown, and Austin never left my side, Chantel said. He held me throughout the night and kept me safe. After what we had just gone through, he was my safe place. After the tragedy, Austin returned to his home in California, and Chantel flew back to her home in Canada. But they talked with each other every day through FaceTime, and before they knew it, they quickly fell in love. There was a reason we met when we did. We needed each other in chaos. Well, 6 weeks later, Austin flew up to Canada to see Chantel, and he said to her, we'll never spend more than 6 weeks apart, either me going to California or him to Canada. And after 18 months together, Austin proposed to Chantel in Laguna Beach, California. My goodness. It's just a great story. And remember what I said about Austin not wearing cowboy boots? The night he proposed, he wore the cowboy boots, which made her smile all the more. And so they had a quick courthouse wedding on November 1st, 2019, but they plan to have a big celebration for both of their families soon. And the couple hope to get married in Vegas on May 8th, but that's been postponed due to coronavirus. So, despite the great, great, great tragedy, terrible, at least this love story that sort of sprung out of that tragedy gives you a little reason to smile. So best of luck, Austin and Chantel, and I hope you have a wonderful life together. We'll be right back. Well, let's move on to Craps Talk with our usual opening.
3, 2, 1.
Well, as probably most of you know, we go with 3-2-1 craps because that's the strategy that was put on YouTube. It's a strategy that we created for playing as a low roller from the pass line. And, of course, we want to see that on YouTube. Just go to color up 3-2-1 craps and you'll find it. But we're talking today about, why do you move to the dome pass at times, and or why should you move to the dome pass at times, or maybe why you should think about moving to the dome pass line at times? And it generally happened with me. I was playing at a $5 table, let's say, and doing okay. And I think it's occurred to me at Hollywood Casino in Charlestown, West Virginia. Beautiful, beautiful casino. And I certainly enjoy being there. But they have this habit, as so many other casinos do, that you're in a game and then suddenly they say, ladies and gentlemen, after the next shooter, we're going to move to a $15 table. Uh-oh. A $15 table. You know, so if I'm playing the Iron Cross, and you know, also called the Fremont Street Grind, you know, I got a $6.6, a $6.8, a $5.5, and $5 in the field. And, you know, sometimes I press it up, too. You know, if I start to hit it, I go to 12 on the 6 and 8 and 10 on the 5 and $5. So, you know, the lowest amount of money I have at risk is 22, and then I could go up to $39 at risk. But to do that from a $15 table, you know, you have to put 18 on the 6, 18 on the 8, $15 on the 5, and then $15 on the fill, you know, minimally. So you got $65 at risk. And if you get popped a couple times, you know, early with early sevens, you know, you're at 120, 130, it adds up pretty quickly. So the point I'm making is, that's why I think I originally went to the don'ts, you know, because I just thought, like, what the hell? I mean, I'm not going to lose $400 here, so I'll just play the don'ts. You know, and then I started to enjoy 15-6 from the don'ts, you know, $15 on the don't pass line on the come-out roll, and $6 on hop the reds, which, you know, means hop the seven. So I could cover myself. That's $26 if a seven rolls on that come out. And the only at-risk number I'd have there would be an 11. So I started to do that. And then I kind of advanced into sometimes a more hybrid system where I would have the dome pass line and maybe plus odds, but I'd also make a $18 bet on the 6 and the 8, you know. So that's how I advanced into being like a multi-strategy, to say the least, type of player, you know. And increasingly, you may disagree, but increasingly the stigma of being a don't pass line player is evaporating. I've seen so many players play from the don'ts and then switch back and forth the way I do. Or players that, you know, play from the don'ts and hedge it by place bets. So these are things I think you should consider. I mean, if you're jumping, you're playing a table and they jump to $15 or $25 and you really don't want to leave, you can always go to the don'ts. And then you can also use a hedge strategy. So these are all things I wanted you to consider. I know all of you craps players out there probably feel the same way I do. Playing craps online has nothing similar to me as than being in a casino. And from what I understand, from the Wynn practices that they're going to put into place when they reopen, they'll sanitize the dice after every shooter, each shooter, and they'll also clean the rails periodically during the games. So I don't know if they would let us use, you know, pull-on plastic gloves, those cheap ones that I've been using when I go out shopping, or use an ATM. You know, those are the ones that it's $5 for 100. They come in a box, kind of pull out like Kleenexes. I don't know if they'll let you shoot that way, but no, maybe they will. But nonetheless, if you are at a $5 table and it gets popped to 15 just like that, or 10 even, You can always go to the don't pass line. And the first time I did it, I was successful, you know. And then I started to play that way, and I wasn't always successful because I'd be a good shooter. So I realized you kind of have to be flexible with that, you know. I do get more enjoyment playing from the pass line, and particularly using the 3-2-1 system and covering the inside numbers and going three hits and down, unless the table gets extremely hot. But I also have won money from the don't pass line. So with that being said, that's our conclusion of our podcast today. Remember, Casinos USA is a special place where every day is still Saturday. Cabin fever aside, and we do seek as you do life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.